hand out some pages. Everyone gets, not everyone gets one, and there are some different ones. Just hold on to them, and I'll explain about them later. Would you pray with me? Jesus, you came, the Word made flesh among us, preaching and teaching and testifying, and we ask that you speak through us today, through us in our words or in spite of them. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Behold. Testify, witness to what you see. Hold on to those words in your hands or in your heads. In Syria, about 2 years ago, one of the oldest synagogues in the world was destroyed on the orders of Syria's prime minister. Almost 2,000 years old, a World Heritage Site, destroyed in a matter of hours. Knowing what was coming, the congregation had already taken the sacred scrolls of the Torah and hidden them. They knew because it had happened before. In the late 1940s, when Jordan invaded Israel and destroyed another ancient synagogue, and Syria was in confusion, another great Syrian synagogue was under threat. The Jews of Aleppo were in danger, and many left, making their way overland to Israel, searching for safety. That synagogue held another of the world's ancient treasures, the oldest known hand-copied pages of the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh, dating from around the year 860. It is also considered one of the most elegant handwritten documents of the scriptures. And after the Jews left Aleppo, and the synagogue was destroyed, no one knew where it had gone. The elders had feared for its safety, and so they took apart the book. It was a book, not a scroll, this particular one. They took it apart, and they gave a page or a few pages to each of the members of the synagogue's congregation. Each member who was leaving the country, running for their lives. Families smuggled the precious pages out of Syria a few at a time. They carried children in their arms and the Tanakh in their socks. One of my colleagues said, "My God, they were trafficking in the word." And they were smuggling the word, trafficking in stories, trafficking in the testimony of the ancients, carrying prophecy in a purse, the covenant in a headscarf, reenacting the Exodus as they carried it with them, becoming the story just as they bore it with them. In English, the other term for testify is to bear witness. These people literally bore it with them, the witness to God. Just over half of the pages made it to Jerusalem so far. And since the formation of the nation of Israel, scholars have tried to find the rest, and have pored over the ancient text for what they could learn, and bearing witness, becoming part of the story. I have told you in the past that the Gospels are, in many ways, witness statements, the testimony of different people to what they have seen and heard of Jesus. John's Gospel claims that very specifically. It begins with it. John's Gospel is full of words like see, or in Old English, behold, which relates more closely to bear. It's full of words like testify and testimony and bear witness. John the Baptizer, it says, bore witness. That's the King James Version. Or testified in the New Revised Version. Testified to the light. In this first chapter of John's Gospel, John recounts the story, John the Gospel writer, of the people invited to become the witnesses to this unfolding story. My favorite poet, Padre Gotuama, says, God is the crack where the story begins. We are the crack where the story gets interesting. Because the disciples don't just remain as witnesses to the story, they become it. Jesus, so the gospel tells us, doesn't just come to say words, but to be the word, not just to explain the reasons, but to become the reason. We are all in this room because of Jesus, as Lois Wilson famously said. One way or the other, we are all in this room because of Jesus. And we all bear the story because a group of people set down their nets and their tools and their pots and pans, their needles and thread, and became a story they didn't know they were becoming. We are part of the story. We tell the story. And sometimes we can become the story. We carry the story as if it were as precious as a child as we're running for our lives. Sometimes we have to smuggle it in our socks. Sometimes we proclaim it. And when the truth of that story, of the love and compassion of justice of God, is more important to us than our own benefit and our own wealth and our own pride and our own power, when we proclaim the story by the way we live and what we do, as much as by what we say, then we become the story too. This is often a spiritual quest that takes us by surprise. It's a quest we don't always realize that we're already on. It's a quest that can be joyful in the midst of hardship and pain. It can be very hard. It can be very funny. And if you don't hear that in the gospel stories, read them again. Simon Peter trying to walk on water is a funny story, and we so often don't hear that. It's like Wile E. Coyote. He's doing fine until he looks down. So Peter becomes a story of faith, of doubt, and of being saved. And a story of bearing witness and sometimes trafficking in the word, smuggling stories, transporting prophecy. It can be a dangerous thing, trafficking in hope and being the story. But it can also be freeing, liberating. That sense that we're sort of breaking the rules, I mean, sometimes we really are breaking the rules, can also free us to see which social rules are important and which are just binding. Each of the Gospels, each of the Apostles, is a different witness to a slightly different story to different people. And how you bear the story will be different for each of us. How I bear it is not necessarily how you will. How I become the story may not be how you become the story. But never doubt how precious it is, how even a few pages can change and contribute to saving something special. Even here, even now, even us. We're going to go for coffee in just a few minutes. smuggle the word in with you. And those who actually have it in the form of pages, photocopied pages, gather together and see how many you've got. If all of them come back, you'll have the whole book of John. Okay? But it may be interesting to see what comes and what doesn't arrive. We began with a scripture that says, I have called you by your name. And so we're going to sing, I have called